Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check them out online, awaken180weightloss.com. Crowley back with you. Happy New Year. Ravens week, AFC North Championship week. Let's go. Let's go. I'm over the Browns game. It's time. Punch your ticket to the dance. Beat Lamar Jackson. Beat John Harbaugh. Get her done. And make people forget about the disaster in Ohio last weekend. Intern Dom, of course, is here. And then he's going back to Syracuse to graduate. Should the entire station attend his graduation? Should we all go? Are we putting the cart before the horse? Like, are you definitely going to graduate? I guess I should ask Dom.
Yeah, no, that's certainly not a guarantee. I have to take a full class load this semester, which...
What happened there? That's a failure on your part.
Yeah. I went into college where I could have graduated a year early.
You don't want to do that either.
I did not want to do that.
No.
And then I took some classes I shouldn't have taken that were too hard, and whatever. I'm probably going to graduate, and I think everybody from the station should go.
I think that'd be cute. I think it'd be like when Dick LeBeau got into the Hall of Fame, and everybody was sporting their Dick LeBeau jerseys.
Well,
Jerome Bettis got into the Hall, and everyone was wearing their Jerome Bettis Notre Dame jerseys. I think we all wear, well, I don't know what we would wear, but we could all show up for Dom. What would we wear? What are you known for? What do you have, like a style you're known for?
Sexy.
All right, we'll all wear skinny jeans to your graduation.
Perfect.
Something like that.
Starkey said he wants to do a live show from the graduation. That's a great idea, Joe.
I'm sure we could. Although we would get flocked. There'd just be a mob, I should say, of aspiring broadcasters throwing their resumes in Joe Starkey and Craig Riley's direction, trying to get into the professional world.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare, actually. That would be a nightmare.
There honestly should be, like the Super Bowl, a radio row at the new house graduation and just of future professionals walking up to each respective radio station and getting like a minute on the air and see who can cut it in the biz. I'm a little under the weather, got a stuffy nose, a little sore throat, you know. That's what happens this time of year. Hope everyone had a happy and safe New Year's. You got a resolution, Dom? You a resolution guy?
I'm a big resolution guy. I'm going to get back into shape. That's 1-1. I'm going to start going to the gym every day. We have a group of us at school, and we all said we're going to start going to the gym and get into legitimate shape. That'll fall off probably around January 10th.
Only with that mindset, Dom. Only with that mindset. You got to keep it vague. I've never failed a New Year's resolution. I crush New Year's resolutions. I make them my you-know-what, but that's because I keep them vague. Like 2026 for me, not all that dissimilar to you. It's a year of health. It's a year of health. Trying to quit the nicotine. Trying to cut back on the fried foods. Trying to hit the gym a little bit more than I did this last year. It's a year of health. Eat a little bit better. Last year, guess what? Year of health. But I succeeded because I cut my cholesterol down by like 60 points. You say it's the year of health, you cut the cholesterol down, bang, it's a victory. Now this year, year of health, quitting the nicotine. Now I'm not going cold turkey. I usually suggest that people do go cold turkey. I tried to yesterday for 5 hours, didn't work, so I popped one in. But I cut my consumption in half yesterday, and I'm going to try to dwindle myself down, and by hopefully next Friday, I'm done. But no, cold turkey wasn't happening because I am a jackass. And if I go cold turkey, someone's getting punched in the face. It makes me so cranky. That's all that Zyn does, all that nicotine does for me anymore is keep me from being cranky. If I don't have it, I'm cranky. If I have it, I'm great. But it doesn't give me a buzz. It doesn't wake me up. It doesn't do anything for me except make me not an ass.
Yeah, well, that's not good, Crowley.
I know.
That's why it's the year of health.
It's year of health. I'm going to quit. Texter, Dom, saying that Tyler Huntley is better than Lamar has got to be rage bait. Oh, we'll get into that.
We will get into that.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair take.
Hey, no sports on the pre-show, Crowley. Save your hot takes for 6 o'clock. But yes, Tyler Huntley is better than Lamar. Thank you.
I think he's... I'm not doing it. We'll do it later. We'll do it live. F it. We'll do it during the regular show. Text us your news resolutions. I want to hear what people are trying to improve themselves on in the new year. And I want to lend support. There's something I say every year. And I actually worked out a ton this last year. Now, didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, okay.
I did. I worked out probably on average 4 days a week in my basement, throwing a little weights around, jumping around, doing plyometrics, things of that nature. Now I want to get into the gym. I want to get swole. I want to throw some real steel around. But one of the things that drives me nuts every year is the people who will go on social media and bitch that their gym is crowded right after the new year. Like, people who are gym regulars are like, oh, geez, the gym's all crowded. Yeah, everyone's trying to live longer, man. Be supportive. Be inclusive. Don't be a gatekeeper. Oh, geez, don't come to Planet Fitness. That's my Planet Fitness. Now there's going to be someone on my machine. Good. Shouldn't you want everybody to be healthy and happy and fit? Of course you should. We're living in a society. Texter, Crowley's going to have to spend the whole day arguing with Dom since he thinks he's always right. Who are you referring to?
Yeah, which one of us is that?
Which one of us thinks he's always right?
I do hate the crowded gym. I avoid a gym if it's crowded. I will purposely go at the most inconvenient hour if it means people aren't there.
I mean, I used to do, like, whenever I actually had visible muscles, like right before my wedding about a decade ago, I would do the same thing. Of course, everyone prefers a gym that's not crowded. You and I have talked about this. We prefer bars that are not crowded. But I'm not going to get mad at the people who are there trying to better themselves. Why? That's mean. It's not right. Texter. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Did you hear that I almost got into
I'm going to go ahead.
Please.
Did you get into a fight?
No, I said we almost got into a bar fight.
What?
Yeah.
When?
I told the story yesterday, 2 days ago. It was the day before New Year's Eve. We went to this bar in Oakland. It was a very nice bar. I don't know if I can say the name of it, but it was a great bar.
No, I want to know where you went.
Boots.
Oh, I love Boots.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It was great. It was like the bar in Goodfellas. You had the Christmas tree, not a lot of people.
Had you never been to Boots before?
Not that I can remember. We go to Oakland. We usually go to Mario's or...
That's the bar formerly known as Peter's Pub. My mom worked there back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place, that's a whole other conversation. But we were at Boots, we were having a good time drinking, and we were playing pool, and my one friend was belligerently drunk. And there was another group of three in the back room with us playing on the other pool table, and they kept making comments about my drunk friend and kept looking at us and trying to instigate. And then it turned out one of the guys that I was with had previous history with this group and almost got into a fight. So then, comments were flying back and forth. And I was like, guys, it's the day before New Year's Eve. There's hot women at the bar. We can go talk to them. Let's not break out into a rumble here in the back of the bar. So I diffused the situation and, we moved on. But
you were
it was
a peacemaker.
I was the peacemaker.
Good for you.
I felt good about myself.
No one needs to punch someone in the face at a bar. It's not good for anybody. It's 2026. We're not Neanderthals. We can solve problems with our words. Violence never the answer. Unless you're DK Metcalf. That just got me mad at DK Metcalf again. I guess I would probably feel better about getting bar fights if DK Metcalf was part of my crew.
Oh, absolutely.
Or like Doran was part of my crew.
Oh, absolutely. Even Callus. Late belated happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Callus. Texter. People sending in their New Year's resolutions. I'm happy you didn't get into a fight because I feel
Thank you. You
and I.
Go ahead, say it.
It's not a place that we should be, is a bar fight.
I think I could handle my own if I needed to in a bar fight.
Absolutely could not.
Okay.
It depends.
Let's take this out to the parking lot then, the commercial break.
Well, okay, so here, that's what I was about to say. Like, there's a reason in boxing and MMA that there's weight classes. Like, if you peel off a guy that's your size, yeah, of course you have a shot. Someone in that range. Like, if you and me were going at it, yeah, of course I'd give you a shot. Like, I grew up in Mount Lebanon, man. Like, what do you think? I've been in one fight in my life. Didn't go great. I've been in a couple of fights. But I've been in one, like, fight. Again, didn't go great. So, yeah, I mean, if it's you and me, you pair off by size, sure. But most people are bigger than us. It's not great. And it's not like you're at the boxing gym every other week.
It's not like you're at the boxing gym every week.
I know. I put us in the same category. Like, we don't belong in bar fights. We don't. Like, that's not our habitat. Like, we belong in an empty bar on a stool with a beverage in our hand. I am indigenous to the empty bar, not the angry bar fight. Texter, people sending in their New Year's resolutions, to lose some weight so I could be around for my newborn daughter. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I used to want to get in shape so I'd be sexy. Now I just want to be in shape and get healthy so I'm around for the kids. Good goal. Texter, I don't hate the crowded gym after the first week of the year. I hate that it goes back to normal after the first couple of weeks and everyone quits. Don't be a quitter. That's right. This is the year of not quitting. 2026. Also, didn't you say it's the year of Bechtold?
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, that's your hottest take of all time, I think. Texter, aside from lifting weights all the time, I was to do more cardio than just softball on Sundays and sex. I want to do more ab workouts, read the Bible more.
Well, if lack of sex is a reason for someone to not be in shape, that's why Bechtold is...
Oh.
Not exactly, you know.
No, I think Bechtold's getting it all the time.
Yeah, okay. I hope he is. Maybe he is. Never mind. Keep going.
Texter, speak for yourself, sissy. Punching someone in the face is fun. It's also, depending on the circumstances, illegal. Hey, I could punch someone in the face. I'm getting an assault charge. Like, no. Why? Don't be... Why? Don't... No. If you think punching someone in the face is fun, go join a boxing gym. Get into MMA. It's me punching randos on the street. What are we doing? Texter, my New Year's resolution is to not get mad every time Callis opens his mouth. Hey, me too. That's a good one. I should have a work New Year's resolution. Don't be annoyed consistently by Callis. Texter, I exercised to get out of shape. I had this shape for 70 years. Weighed 450 pounds, and now I'm down to 240. Let's go! How about that? Oh, my God! How much do you weigh, Dom, if you don't mind me asking?
160.
I just weighed myself. I weigh exactly 160.
We weigh the same amount?
Yeah.
But is that a good or bad thing?
It just is what it is.
Okay, fair.
So the two of us combined had, I mean, this guy still had 100 pounds plus on us. Combined. That's a lot of weight. And congratulations on losing it, man. Holy cow. From 450 down to 240. That's awesome. I've gained 10 pounds in the last month. Like, legit, like, not even shtick. Like, I have gained 10 pounds in the last month. From Thanksgiving until now, 10 pounds.
You can just write those off as holiday pounds.
Exactly. I'll be 150 by 2 weeks from now. Maybe. Maybe not. You know what makes it hard to lose weight? Quitting nicotine. Not that I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying body reconstruction is what I'm looking for. Texter, my 2026 goal is 315 pounds on the bench at 265 now. Whoa. Texter, going to the gym is the easiest. You have to eat healthy first. See, I always thought whenever I want to get into the healthy eating mood, you gotta, for me, I got to allow myself some grace, like on the weekends. Like be disciplined as much as possible during the week. Try to be perfect during the week. And if I want to have a burger and a beer on Saturday, you know, you kind of go like 85-15. 85% clean, 15% what I want. I find that that's been sustainable. I've done the whole 30 thing in the past. You familiar with that?
The 30 thing?
A whole 30 is what it's called?
No. Is this some new Gen Z woke thing, Crowley?
Maybe. But you're just supposed to eat clean and no processed foods and just vegetables and meat, basically. There's a whole cookbook. I've done that a couple of times. But it's to me, it was never sustainable because you got to be perfect all the time. And none of us are perfect all the time.
Except me. I see the issue. I like food too much. Like, I ate enough New Year's pretzel the last couple of days to fill the guy when he was 450 pounds. Like, I can't go away from that. And if you know, I thought me working out would counteract that. The whole thing's a lie. The whole getting in shape thing is a lie. All the people on TikTok who are shredded and tell me to do the polo plank, they're all full of crap. Everybody.
I have a friend who does this thing called 75 hard. You familiar with that?
75 what now?
Hard.
That'd no.
Be hard. 75 hard. You go 75 days, no booze. You have to pick a diet. You have to work out outside for 45 minutes and inside for 45 minutes. And you got to do it for 75 days, and you got to read like 10 pages of a book every day. It's supposed to be like mind, body, blah, blah, blah.
I don't have time for this.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Of course you do.
45 minutes inside, 45 minutes outside. I got to read now. I love reading. Too much. Too much. There should be a pill that you take once a day, and it gets you into shape.
Well,
that's what Elon should be working on, not getting us to space.
I mean, aren't they doing the injection thing?
What injection thing? The thing TJ got?
No, not that. Like Ozempic.
I mean, I guess, but that's just to lose weight.
A fat shot. You're fat, you take a shot, bang, not fat anymore.
But I'm saying there should also be one to get into shape, to give you muscle.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
We could take it every morning.
No, I'm actually against, like, if you want to have a hard body, baby, you got to have to work for it. Like, not everybody should be allowed to be sexy. How's that for a take? Some people don't deserve to be sexy. Texter, straight-laced Crowley's afraid of the slammer, huh? Yes! Yes! What? You want to go to prison? Yes! Are you afraid of prison, Dolly? Why would you want to go to prison?
Yeah, I mean, did you watch like Shawshank Redemption and think, that looks like fun? I'm afraid of prison.
You just have to not be the first one to throw a punch, they write.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. But no. Like, what, that makes me some sort of wuss that I don't want to go to jail? Jail's bad. Texter. It's called the juice, Dom. Good point.
Oh, okay. You know what? Good point. Hand up accountability.
That's right.
You make honestly, best point that's been made all morning.
Yeah, I can't believe neither of us thought of it. Shouldn't they do something to make it easier to get shredded? Yeah, it's called steroids. Your Johnson will shrink.
Is that true?
I think it shrivels your testes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No. 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 Texter, Ozempic killing people. Don't promote this. I don't think that was a promotion. I called it the fat shot?
In fact, I think it was the opposite of a promotion.
Yeah.
You know who's lost a lot of...
Interested to hear where you go with this.
It's a celebrity. Like a noticeable amount of weight.
Oh, like Ariana Grande?
Her. I was thinking of somebody. I was thinking of Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, she has.
A remarkable. Like, it's stark, the difference between when she was on Idol and even 5 years ago to today.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
In a good way, yeah?
Sure.
People got to do what they got to do. We comment on celebrities and the way they look, like, she's too skinny, she's too fat, he's got too many wrinkles. We're all going to age. People are crushing 11. Millie Bobby Brown, because she's getting the shots at her face, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The lip filler.
Yeah, and the Botox and all that. And I don't know. People do what you want to do. I'm a natural ager, baby. I'm going to have wrinkles. Doesn't matter to me. Just want to live as long as I can.
Well, people always post like a picture of Ellen DeGeneres, and they're like, what happened to Ellen? Because she has wrinkles. It's like, she's like 70. People age. People get old. It happens.
Yeah. It's fine. Oh, my God. So-and-so aged terribly. Yeah, so did your mom. Guess what? You live in Pittsburgh. You're probably not going to age all that gracefully either. Just try to be healthy internally. And find someone that loves you for what's on the inside. Wow. Didn't think we'd end there, but we did. All right. In 30 seconds. It's AFC North Championship Week, baby. Let's go! Bang. Jonah Hill.